Miroslav Bulesic was born on May the 13th, 1920, in Kaprnici, a village in Istria, at the time in the Italian kingdom. He was born to Miha Bulesic and Lucia Butkovic. The young Miroslav received his baptism on May the 23rd, 1920, in the parish church at Jurcici. Now, the young man felt called to the religious life, and so in 1930, he decided to commence his studies for the priesthood. It was in 1939 when he was sent by his bishop to Rome for further studies at the Pontifical Gregorian University, until the summer of 1943, during World War II. Miroslav was even present in St. Peter's Basilica on 31st October 1942, the day in which Pope Pius XII consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart of the Mother of God. His bishop later recalled him to Croatia at the beginning of spring in 1943 for ordination, and he received his ordination in Istria to the priesthood on April 11th, 1943. His parents and siblings were present and wept in happiness. Miroslav celebrated his first Mass 2 weeks later, on April 26th, in his old parish. He was assigned to the Baderna parish in the fall of 1943 that saw intense fighting between communists and fascists, but was later transferred to the parish of Canfanar in the autumn of 1945, where he witnessed communist abuses of clergy. Those abuses prompted Father Miroslav to speak out against the communists, which was a dangerous thing to do, as the communists were moving into power. Father Miroslav was considered to be bold and fearless, but was perceived as a great threat. Father Miroslav's interventions in parish life made church events more attractive to people, and he introduced adorations to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and his mother in the parish. He encouraged parishioners to recite rosaries together and to receive the sacraments on a frequent basis, more so for the children. But the communists wanted to prevent the faithful from attending masses, and so introduced civil weddings and funerals, but people still continued to attend the masses and listen to their popular priests' homilies. In 1946, some communists were watching people flock into the parish and realized that the priest had to be killed for them to exert control over the people. The regime even approached his family to have them convince the priest to return to the Italian nation, but he refused and said to them, "There is a bigger need for priests right here." His relatives also advised him to be careful, lest he be killed, but he refused to do this. But throughout the time of hatred, with true patriotism, Father Miroslav, like a true Catholic priest, placed all differences aside, and under any military uniform, he always saw man as God's image. He wrote, "I am a Catholic priest, and I will distribute the holy sacraments to anyone who asks for them, a Croatian, a German, and an Italian." Because of such courageous, consistent, and principled action, Father Miroslav received threats from various quarters, and in the spring of 1944, he wrote in his personal diary, addressing God, "If you want me to be with you, here I am ready. I give my life completely to you for my flock, by your grace, and if you make me worthy, I do not fear martyrdom, but long for it. Let your will be done. I want to die only for the glory of God, and the salvation of my soul and the souls of my believers." As the weeks went on, it became clear to him that he might be targeted and killed, and told his seminarians that to be a priest meant that the shedding of their blood for the faith was an attribute a priest needed to possess. In late June of 1947, he wrote in his journal directed to God, "If it is your will, I wish to come to you as soon as possible. If they kill me, they will kill me for my faith and God." On August 24, 1947, Father Miroslav was in the neighboring community for a confirmation service. While he was in the rectory, communists entered with the intent of killing him for speaking out against the systematic abuses of the clergy. According to witnesses, the communists ransacked the place, threw Father Miroslav all over the place, and yet, with him being assaulted, not once did the saintly priest cry out for help or even scream in pain. Even right to the point when they were butchering him, while he was pinned to the ground, the only words he said were, "Jesus, receive my soul." He was silenced with a stab to his neck, which killed him. As Saint Bruno Serunkuma, one of the Ugandan martyrs, said to his executioner, "A fountain fed from so many springs will never dry up. When we are gone, others will rise in our place." The martyrs, through all ages, like Blessed Miroslav, should encourage us in our Catholic faith as we fight against the ideologies of today's world, many of which come and go with no substance to them at all. Blessed Miroslav Bulesic, pray for us.